My name is Tyler Diaz. I'm the Patron Services Coordinator at Abrams Arts Center. I was mainly in charge of renting out our rehearsal rooms for dance, theater, and music practices, in addition to managing a front desk team. I also am a composer, and I compose jazz and classical music. I play guitar, and I also play a little bit of piano as well. Through that position, I was actually also able to obtain a job as a teaching artist at Abrams Arts Center teaching guitar. Since the pandemic, we shifted to virtual lessons, so basically video lessons through Zoom. So everything's changed, just to be very straightforward. The Art Center involves gatherings of tens or hundreds of people to come together, sit next to each other, and watch a performance of some kind of art. Right now, there is no Abrams Art Center as we knew it, which is crazy. You know, first, it was just a crazy time because everything was changing. Basically, hour by hour, New York was kind of shifting, like, we're probably going to shut down. I was also thinking about work. I'm like, I work a front desk, and if they're going to shut down the Art Center, then I don't really have a job. I was so worried about all the effects around me. I didn't think about what could happen, you know, if me or my family caught the virus, which we actually did kind of right as New York City went on pause. Everybody in my household, actually, all three of us, my aunt, my grandmother, and me. And that was really stressful because at that time, we had such little knowledge about what the virus does. I mean, I remember kind of feeling a cough one night, and I was like, that's weird. That cough feels strange. I should be okay. I didn't think anything of it. And then next few days, I started feeling worse and worse. And then my aunt was feeling just as bad. But my grandma was fine for some reason. And my grandmother caught the same feelings a few days later. And so my grandmother's also a diabetic, so she was at high risk, which was, you know, obviously we were super concerned with that. And I recovered first. My aunt recovered next. And then my grandmother, she recovered last, but she took a really, really long time to recover. It was scary, truthfully. But since then, gaining my health back, I've really been focused on teaching my students. And in case you haven't already noticed, I have a huge passion and a huge love for teaching. So Henry Street was there, and Henry Street was doing exactly what we're doing now, adjusting and adapting to the needs that are coming from the community. Our founder, Lillian Wald, she has a great quote that I just think about all the time. In times of need, act. You know, I'm Black and Latino, so I have a half immigrant family, and then I have a family that's a descendant from slaves. And part of the Black side of my family is also Native American. So I come from three very differently oppressed American histories. You know, watching everything that's going on regarding to this police brutality crisis, it's been really tough emotionally because I don't understand what's so hard to see about what needs to be changed. It was a conversation I had with Henry Street's CEO, David Garza. He was at the food pantry last week, and he said these crises, it's all linked through systemic oppression and racial oppression. You know, it all comes from the same place. The people who are able to get out of New York, majority of them are not Black and brown people. The people who are able to isolate themselves where they can be a little bit more protected from obtaining the virus, it's not been majority Black and brown people. And the people who are suffering the most from police brutality is primarily Black and brown people. So it's really frustrating to see these two pandemics overlap. Henry Street is very well aware of how injustices are being played out on both fronts. All of us at Abrams Arts Center are of like minds when it comes to this, and I think that's something I'm really happy to be a part of in terms of an organization. Whether there is life after coronavirus or just life with coronavirus, we always need to be able to adjust at any moment. Yeah, we're a bunch of artists, but we can really kind of come together and make a change.